Well, maybe we can put this here, and then we'll get the Hravatsky, is it? Also. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text 2.
Srimad Bhagavatam, prvo pjevanje, prvo poglavlje, stih 2.
Based on the translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, which I don't have in front of me right now.
Koji se temelji na komentarima Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, koji sad nemam ovdje tu knjigu.
Dharma projita kaitavatra paramo nirmat saranam satam vidyam vastavam atravastu shivadang tapatrayon mulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite King Vaparairishvara Sadhyo Hridiyavarudhyate Kritibi Susru Shibis Takshanat. Completely rejecting all religious principles which are materially motivated, this Bhagavad Purana propounds the highest truth.
Potpuno odbacujući religiozne principe.
Got it. Well done. Ja.
Potpuno odbacujući prijevarne religiozne principe, ovaj Šrimad Bhagavatam se temelji na is based on.
This Bhagavad Purana propounds the highest truth.
Ova Bhagavata Purana iznosi najvišu istinu.
Which is understandable by those devotees who are fully pure in heart.
Koji razumiju oni bhakte koji su potpuno čisti u srcu.
The highest truth is reality distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all.
Najviša istina je realnost koja se razlikuje od iluzije za dobrobit svih.
Such truth uproots the threefold miseries.
Takva istina iskorjenjuje trostruke bijede.
This beautiful Bhagavatam,
ovaj predivni Bhagavatam,
compiled by the great sage Vyasadeva in his maturity,
koji je sastavio mudrac Vyasadeva u svojoj zrelosti,
is sufficient in itself for God realization.
Je sam po sebi dovoljan za samospoznaju.
What is the need of any other scripture?
Koja je potreba za bilo kojim drugim spisom?
As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within his heart.
Čim osoba pažljivo sluša pripovijesti Šrimad Bhagavatama sa poniznošću, najviša istina se utemeljuje u njezinom srcu.
Om Gyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yatav Parakamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavam Shri Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghuna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parajana Sahitam Krishna Taitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Shri Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the lecture I gave on this verse in Lika, I gave an introduction to the verse and concentrated on the, or propounded, or explained somewhat the concept of dharma.
U lekciji koju sam dao u Lici na ovu temu dao sam uvod u ovaj stih i objasnio sam riječ dharma.
In this verse which we just recited, the declaration is that cheating dharma is rejected.
U ovom stihu se opisuje da je izbačena prevarantska religija iz Srimad Bhagavata.
And the actual truth, the substantive reality is described.
I opisana je najviša istina koja opisuje realnost.
That substantive reality is the satyam param, the highest truth, which is described in the first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second verse we're reading.
Ta realnost je najviša istina koja je opisana u prvom stihu, a mi sada čitamo drugi stih.
So then the question may arise, well, if there's highest truth, that suggests there are lower truths also.
Može se postaviti pitanje, ako postoji najviša istina, iz toga se može zaključiti da postoji i niža istina.
So if something is true, how can it be not true? You say the highest truth, that suggests it's fully true, and something which is not the highest truth is true, but not fully true.
Ako postoji najviše istina, znači da je to prava istina, a ove niže istine nisu u potpunosti istine.
Well, that's true.
To je istina.
There are relative truths.
Postoje relativne istine.
Just like, for instance, today is a warm day.
Kao na primjer, izjava danas je topal dan.
Who would deny it?
Ko to može poreći?
It's true, isn't it?
To je istina, zar ne?
Well, if a resident of the sun planet came here, he might think it's too cold.
Međutim, ako stanovnik sunca dođe ovamo, mislit će da je danas hladan dan.
So it is a relative truth that today is a warm day.
To je relativna istina da je danas topao dan.
In fact, the whole concept of day is relative to that of night.
I cijeli koncept dana je relativan u odnosu na noć.
The whole all time is relative to the movements of the planets. Is that right?
Vrijeme je relativno u skladu sa pomicanjem planeta.
Don't say anything untrue here.
Nema reći ovdje ništa neistine.
So if Mr. Einstein propagated, of course he wasn't the first, but he was the first in the so-called scientific world to propagate the idea that everything is relative to everything else.
Einstein je bio prvi koji je u znanstvenom svijetu propovijedao da je sve relativno.
But that, the fixed absolute which is not dependent upon anything else or is not defined in terms of anything else is the supreme truth.
A onaj fiksni apsolut koji se ne definira u odnosu na bilo šta drugo se zove vrhovna istina.
If we ask someone, what is your name?
Ako vas pitam koje je vaše ime?
What's a good Croatian name?
Koje je dobro hrvatsko ime?
Hrvoj, something like that. That's your... Hrvoj, something like that. Okay, well that's only relative because that's some label which was stuck on that body, which was identified with that body to distinguish it from other non-Hrvoj bodies.
To je znači relativno ime koje je pridijeljeno ovom tijelu da bi se razlikovalo od drugih tijela koje se ne zovu Hrvoje.
So if someone says, my name is Hrvoj, and what's a good Croatian second name? You can give your name. Hmm? You're a good Croatian, right?
Yeah. Koje je drugo Ante. Dobro hrvatsko ime?
Ante.
Prezime.
Last name or first name?
No, family name.
Family name.
Horvat.
Hrvoj Horvat, okay. So if we say, my name is Hrvoj Horvat, and I am Croatian. This is my okay.
Ako kažemo moje ime je Hrvoje Horvat, ja sam Hrvat.
And this is my wife and she's also a good Croatian.
I ovo je moja žena i ona je isto dobra Hrvatica.
Not a trace of Serbian blood in her.
Nema malo srpske krvi u njoj.
And these are our Croatian children.
I ovo su hrvatska djeca.
And we live in Croatia.
I mi živimo u Hrvatskoj.
So it's all true.
To je sve istina.
And Hrvoj Horvat is convinced that this is true.
I Hrvoj Horvat je uvjeren da je to istina.
However, it's not a fixed reality.
Naravno, to nije fiksirana realnost.
Because one sad day will come when Hrvoj Horvat will be taken to a Croatian graveyard.
Doći će tužan dan kada će Hrvoja Horvata odnijeti na hrvatsko groblje.
And there may come a day, say it not, when Croatia ceases to exist as a country. It may become part of Yugoslavia. Whoops, that's enough to get me put in prison, if not shot. But it's true!
I možda će doći dan kada će Hrvatska kao država prestati postojati i pripojit će se nekoj drugoj državi, recimo Jugoslaviji. Ovo je dosta da završim u zatvoru ili da me upucaju ove izjave.
Ali istinita.
Ali istinita.
So, that which is true in the truest sense is always true.
Ono što je istina u najistinitijem smislu je istina.
That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always true in all times, places and circumstances.
A to je da je Krishna svevišnja božanska osoba, to je istina u svim vremenima i na svim mjestima i u svim okolnostima.
That he doesn't depend on anyone else or anything else to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead is also a fact that is ever unchanging.
Činjenica također da on ne ovisi o bilo kome drugome da bi bio svevišnja božanska osoba, to je također činjenica koja se ne mijenja.
Srila Prabhupada often pointed out the yogis, they do meditation in order to attempt to become God, which is a stupid proposition in the very first place.
Kao što je Srila Prabhupada rekao, jogi pokušavaju meditacijom postati Bog, što je blesav pokušaj sam po sebi.
But Krishna, even while apparently a helpless baby on the lap of his mother Yashoda, was the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
A Krishna čak i dok je bio bespomoćna beba na krilu majke Yashode je također bio Bog.
And although appearing helpless, he very easily killed the demoness Putana, who was unconquerable even by the great demigods.
Iako izgledao bespomoćan, on je porazio demonicu Putanu koju nisu mogli poraziti ni poluvolovi.
So the param satyam is the what we call the absolute truth, that which is not dependent on anything else to be true.
Param satyam je najviša istina koja je, to je apsolutna istina koja ne ovisi o ničem drugom da bi bila istina.
And dharma, the meaning of that is that the root characteristic of any object or phenomena.
Riječ dharma znači osnovna karakteristika bilo kojeg objekta ili fenomena.
So the dharma for every living being is to serve.
Dharma za svako živo biće da služi.
And the param dharma, the supreme dharma for every living being, which is described later, savai pung sang parol dharma, is to serve the supreme truth, Krishna.
I param dharma za svako živo biće je da služi svevišnju božansku osobu Krishna.
And anything else apart from that is not dharma in the truest sense of the term.
Sve ostalo nije dharma u užem smislu riječi.
I am Croatian, therefore it is my duty to serve Croatia.
Ja sam Hrvat i stoga je moja dužnost da služim Hrvatsku.
This is a temporary dharma.
To je privremena dharma.
And therefore a temporary duty.
I stoga privremena dužnost.
And it's not really a duty at all. It's a duty based on illusion.
To zapravo nije uopće dužnost, zato što je to dužnost koja se bazira na iluziji.
Because a relative truth means, if it's not fully true, it means there's always an admixture of falsity.
Relativna istina je ona koja nije apsolutna istina i u njoj uvijek postoji neka primjesa lažnosti.
And the supreme truth is the supreme pure.
Vrhovna istina je vrhovno čista.
If there's any trace of falsity, impure or impurity, one is not actually qualified to serve the supreme truth.
Ako neko ima nečistoća u sebi ili neistinu, onda nije kvalificiran da služi vrhovnu istinu.
So dharma in this world means the process, of course it may be defined in many ways, but one way of defining it is the process by which we re-establish our serving position, service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Truth.
Dharma je znači proces koji mi ponovo uspostavljamo služenje prema svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi.
That is also called yoga.
To se također zove yoga.
Now, dharma is at the lower levels it's cheating.
Dharma na nižem nivou je varanje.
It actually cheats the jiva into getting onto the path which eventually leads him to Krishna consciousness.
Jiva se vara da dođe na put koji će na kraju odvesti ka svjesnosti Boga.
But in the beginning, he's not aware of that and doesn't want to be aware of it.
Na početku osoba nije svjesna toga i ne želi biti svjesna toga.
The offer of following religious processes and getting the fruit of going to the heavenly planets is very attractive for the foolish, envious conditioned souls.
Ponuda da se vrši dharma da bi se otišlo na rajske planete je vrlo privlačna zavidnim živim bićima.
That is not the actual aim of the Vedic injunctions.
To nije krajnji cilj vedskih uputa.
The actual aim is to bring people to the platform of Krishna consciousness.
Krajnji cilj je dovesti ljude na nivo svjesnosti Krishna.
But because they're not willing to do so, it offers them a material bait.
Ali pošto oni to ne žele, onda im se nudi materijalni mamac.
Which, although it's materialistic, it helps them to start on the path toward Krishna consciousness.
Taj mamac, iako je materialistički, im pomaže da dođu na put svjesnosti Krishne.
Dharma, as observed in this world, or worldly dharma, we can say very simply, it inculcates a beginning sense of selflessness.
Svjetovna dharma utemeljuje u osobi nesebičnost.
This Srimad Bhagavatam is understandable by nirmatsaranam satam. Persons who are situated on the platform of sat and who are free from envy.
Srimad Bhagavatam je namijen osobama koje su na nivou sat i koje su slobodne od zavisti.
The perverted tendency of the jiva, that means the natural tendency which has become perverted, the natural serving tendency, the service to Krishna has become perverted, so then that instead there is a tendency to exploit others. It's just the opposite.
Prirodna tendencija živog bića u materijalnom svijetu je iskrivljena i pojavljuje se kao tendencija da se drugi iskorištavaju.
When this tendency to exploit is not regulated by the Vedic directions, then those persons are called demons.
Kada ta tendencija da se iskorištavaju drugi nije regulirana, onda se takve osobe zovu demoni.
So the Vedic directions tell us that be good.
Vedske upute nam govore budi dobar.
Serve the brahmanas.
Služi brahmane.
Serve the parents.
Služi roditelje.
Serve people in general.
Služi ljude generalno.
Dig wells so people can get water.
Kopaj bunare tako da ljudi mogu doći do vode.
Plant trees along the road so that people can get shade when they're walking.
Zasadite drveće pored puta tako da ljudi mogu imati sjenu dok hodaju.
And by doing so you will be benefited.
I radeći to imat ćeš dobrobit.
You will get the result of going to the heavenly planets. For instance.
Imat ćeš rezultat odlaska na planete polubogova, na primjer, to je jedan od rezultata.
Go to holy places.
Idi na sveta mjesta.
You will get a great pious result.
Dobit ćeš veliki pobožni rezultat.
So these holy places are in relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Ta sveta mjesta imaju su odnosu sa svevišnjom božanskom osobom.
So those who go there seeking a pious result so that they can enjoy material happiness, they get a touch of bhakti by going there.
Oni koji odlaze tamo da bi dobili pobožan rezultat, da bi uživali materijalno, također dobivaju tračak bhakti.
So the Vedic path is meant to lift one to bhakti.
Dakle, vedski put je namijenjen da uzdigne osobu do bhakti.
However,
ali,
dharmasvanushtita pungsang vishvaksena katasu yaha notpadayad yadiratim shrama evahi kevalam. If despite performing so many activities of dharma, one does not come to the platform of Krishna consciousness, then all his activities are in vain.
ako osoba iako vrši aktivnosti dharme ne dostigne bhakti ili ljubav prema Krišni, tada su sve njezine aktivnosti uzaludne.
Shrama eva hi kevalam, just it's work without any tangible or substantial result.
Samo rad bez ikakvog opipljivog rezultata.
So it may be that here in particular it said that if one does not gain a taste for hearing about Krishna, then it's all useless.
Ovdje se posebno spominje ako osoba ne dobije želju za slušanjem o Krišni, da je sve beskorisno.
So in the in dharma there is, or in karma kanda there is, or, and in jnana kanda also there is certainly a touch of bhakti.
U karma kandi i jnana kandi postoji tračak bhakti.
In karma kanda one is enjoined especially to perform yagyas, sacrifices.
U karma kandi osoba vrši žrtvovanje ili jagje.
So in that there must be in yagya there must be worship of the yagyapati, yagyesh, yagyabhuk. That means Krishna, who is the lord of and the enjoyer of sacrifices of Lord Vishnu.
U jagyama se također obožava Krishna koji je yagyapati ili gospodin Vishnu.
And one is even in the karma kanda and jnana kanda often we'll find that people are chanting Vishnu Sahasranam and other names of Vishnu.
U karma kandi i jnana kandi osobe isto tako pjevaju Vishnu Sahasranamu.
We find in the Panchopasana system expounded by Sripad Shankaracharya the worship of five gods. One of the five gods is Vishnu.
Panchopasana se spominje obožavanje pet bogova, jedan od njih je Vishnu.
The worship of Vishnu is there.
Dakle, obožavanje Vishnu je tu.
Vishnu is worshipped especially with the idea of gaining relief from sins.
Vishnu se obožava specijalno sa ciljem oslobađanja od grijeha.
Because it's understood that by pronouncing the name of Vishnu one is freed from sins.
Se razumije da ako osoba izgovara ime Vishnu a bio oslobođen od grijeha.
So in all the Vedic culture there is at all levels there is worship of Vishnu.
U vedskoj kulturi na svim nivoima postoji obožavanje gospodina Vishnu.
But if one does not gain a taste for hearing the messages of Krishna consciousness, still it's considered a waste of time.
Ali ako osoba ne dobije ukus za slušanje poruka o Krišni, to se sve smatra uzaludnim trudom.
Therefore Lord Chaitanya rejected Vanashramacharavata Purushena Parapuman Vishnur Aradhyate Panta Nanyatato Shakaranam. When the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ramananda Rai suggested to him that this verse from Vishnu Purana, that worship of Lord Vishnu through following Varnashram, that is the goal of life and the means to attain it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected it as external.
Kada je Ramananda Roy opisao da je sljeđenje Varna Ashrame način dostizanja Krišne, gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je to odbacio kao metodu.
Because there's no actual endeavor to understand Krishna as he is.
Jer tu nema truda da se spozna Krishna kakav je.
It's approaching Krishna with what can I get from him.
To je prilaženje Krishni na način da se pita šta ja mogu dobiti od tebe.
Not in an attitude of wanting to understand him from devotees.
A ne na način da ga se pokušava shvatiti kroz bhakte.
So bhakti begins with hearing from devotees.
Bhakti počinje sa slušanjem o Krišni.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted this proposition, bhakti, that bhakti begins with hearing about Krishna.
Gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je prihvatio ovu izjavu Ramananda Roya da bhakti yoga počinje sa slušanjem od bhakta o Krišni.
Stane, and how hearing? We were in a humble mood.
Kako slušanje u poniznom stavu?
Jnane prayasam udapasya namanta eva jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya vartam sthane stita shutigatang tanuvang manobhya ye prayasho api jitititopi api taistri lokyam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jnane Prayasam Udapasya, completely rejecting the process of jnana.
Gospodin Chaitanya rekao, potpuno odbacujući proces jnane.
Now jnana is the step above karma on the dharmic ladder.
Jnana je proces koji se nalazi na višem nivou od karme na ljestvici dharme.
So jnane prayasam udapasya, the attempt to attain the supreme by the path of knowledge that is fully rejected, that is parallel to the statement here, dharma pojhita kaitava, rejection of cheating religion.
Pokušaj dostizanja Krišne samo kroz kultiviranje znanja se odbacuje i u ovom stihu je također spomenuta slična stvar, dharma prođita kaitavotra.
And another condition, namanta eva, one should bow down, one should be humble.
I još jedna stvar je namanta eva, osoba se treba pokloniti, treba biti ponizna.
And jivanti sannokaritam bhavadiyavartam, one should live by hearing about Krishna.
I osoba treba živjeti slušajući o Krišni.
That should be the goal of one's life.
To treba biti cilj života.
Jivasya tatva jignyasa, one should live for the sake of understanding the truth.
Osoba treba živjeti sa ciljem da shvati istinu.
So it's in the karma kanda and jnana kanda there may be an occasional hearing about Vishnu.
Karma kanda i jnana kandi postoji ponekad slušanje o Vishnu.
But in the bhakti marg, hearing about Vishnu is not just it's not a naimitic dharma, it's not an occasional practice, but it is nitya dharma, it is regular practice.
Ali u bhakti yogi slušanje o Vishnu nije povremeno, već se vrši redovno.
Nityang bhagavata sevaya, it is a regular practice.
Regularna praksa.
Then one may remain in one's position, but dedicating one's mind, body, shuti gatang tang, and words in the service of Krishna, one should live one's life, and if one does so, then he can conquer the unconquerable, namely Krishna.
Osoba može ostati u svom položaju, ali mora posvetiti svoje tijelo, um i riječi služenju Krišne i na taj način može osvojiti neosvojivog.
So there is dharma is defined in this world according to one's position as a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra or woman.
Dharma se definira u ovom svijetu prema položaju osobe, ovisno da li je kshatriya, brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra ili žena.
But actual dharma, the dharma of the soul, is atma dharma.
Ali prava dharma ili dharma duše je atma dharma,
which is also called shuddha bhakti,
koja se
pure devotional service.
Koja se također zove shuddha bhakti ili predano služenje.
Anything else but shuddha bhakti is extraneous to the actual interest of the performer.
Extraneous?
External.
Sve ostalo je nije pravi interes ili to je izvanjski interes onoga koji prakticira bhakti jogu.
And therefore from the perspective of the of param dharma, the supreme dharma, it's all useless.
Zbog toga sa aspekta param dharme je to beskorisno.
And therefore it is cheating.
Iz toga je prijevara.
Everyone in the material world is cheating themselves and cheating others.
Svako u materijalnom svijetu vara sebe i druge.
The Vedas offer a cheating path because the conditioned souls don't know anything but that.
Vede nude ljudima prijevaru zato što ljudi ne znaju za ništa osim za prijevaru.
But it's meant to wean them to the actual path. Wean, do you know what this word wean means?
Point,
You could say that, yeah. It actually means when a baby is breastfeeding and then you gradually give them solid food and then they gradually take a little more solid food and less milk and gradually they eat only solid food. So it means a process,
prijelaz.
It means a process of gradually bringing them from one stage to another.
Znači vede daju tu prijevaru zato da bi postepeno dovele živo biće na pravi put.
And at each stage you'll find it's each stage is in the shastra that describes it is described that this is the best.
I svaki nivo kojim se napreduje kroz vede se opisuje kao najbolji.
So it requires a person to be Brahma Jignasa, to actually be eager to know the truth, to get through this whole forest of Vedic injunctions.
Iz toga osoba treba biti tragatelj za apsolutnom istinom da bi se mogla probiti kroz tu šumu vedskih uputa.
As is often said, Hinduism is very confusing.
Kao što se ponekad kaže, hinduizam je vrlo zbunjujući.
Well, of course, we're not propagating Hinduism.
Naravno, mi ne propagiramo hinduizam.
Per se.
Samo po sebi.
But that complex culture that's described in Shastra is the forerunner of the present Hindu mishmash. Khichdi is a word.
That's ali another ta word. Kultura koja je opisana u vedskim spisima je zapravo ono iz čega je današnji hinduizam koji je poput kitrija, miješan različite stvari.
Khichdi means there's some kind of basic recipe, but it's highly flexible and there's all kinds of things in there.
Khichdi znači da postoji osnovni recept, ali možete svašta umiješati unutra.
And if you don't know how to cook it properly, well, it's not so tasty or nourishing.
Ako ne znate kako ga skuhati pravilno, nije toliko ukusno.
So modern Hinduism is badly cooked khichdi.
Znači, moderni hinduizam je loše skuhan khichdi.
So it's complex because there are so many different injunctions for different people at different levels.
Komplicirano je zato što postoji toliko različitih uputa za različite ljude na različitim nivoima.
And often Western so-called thinkers who approach the Bhagavad Gita and different or try to understand the Vedic culture say it's just all contradictory.
I zapadnjački mislioci koji pokušavaju prići vedskim spisima kažu da je to sve kontradiktorno.
What is this Bhagavad Gita? First of all it says no, you shouldn't give up your dharma under any circumstances. And then it says to give up all dharmas. It's just contradictory. It doesn't make any sense.
Bhagavad Gita prvo piše da se ne bi trebalo ostaviti dharma pod nikakvim okolnostima, onda na kraju piše da se treba ostaviti dharma.
It's just a linear way of thinking.
To je linearni način razmišljanja.
It just comes out of the so-called scientific thinking. It's just a development from the dogmatic Christian way of thinking that Jesus is the only way, and then it becomes science is the only way, and they can't think in multiple layers.
To je takozvano linearno razmišljanje i moderna znanost razmišlja na taj način i to dolazi iz kršćanstva koje je tvrdilo da je Isus jedini put i ta znanstvenici tvrde da je znanost jedini put i nisu u stanju razmišljati na više različitih nivoa.
That karma kanda is the best and only way is true for certain persons who are at that level.
To da je karma kanda najbolji jedini put je istina za ljude koji su na tom nivou.
Without encouraging them to follow it, unless they think I'm on the best path, then they won't follow it.
Ako oni ne misle ja sam na najboljem putu, onda neće slijediti taj put.
And they're not at a level where they're ready to go to a higher path.
A nisu na onom nivou na kojem su spremni da idu na viši nivo.
So if they don't follow that at the level of karma kanda, then they'll just become vikarmi, sinful.
Stoga ako ne slijede put karma kande, onda će jednostavno postati vikarmi ili griješni.
So it's true when it's stated that there is no, this is the highest, there is no better, you'll find in Mahabharata, one after the other, there's no better charity than giving food, and then you'll find after that there's no better charity than giving knowledge, and one after another, there's all, and each time it said this is the highest charity.
što ćete naći specijalno Mahabharati na puno mjesta. Na jednom mjestu se kaže nema bolje milostinje od davanja hrane, onda iza toga nema bolje milostinje od davanja znanja i tako se ide redom.
So it, those who are seeking after the truth, Brahma Jignasa, then they can, from that highest platform, they can see how these relative truths and how they all fit into the pattern.
Oni koji traže apsolutnu istinu, Brahma Jignasa, oni mogu vidjeti sa tog najvišeg nivoa kako svi ostali nivoi su relativni i niži.
But nevertheless, even though these are steps or meant to be steps on the path to the highest reality, if one simply remains in the interim position, then he's cheated because he didn't really get what he's meant to be getting.
Iako su postoje ti relativni putevi, ako osoba ostane na tom srednjem nivou i ne dobije ono što je krajnji cilj, onda je ta osoba u stvari prevarena ili nije dobila ono što je trebala dobiti.
Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam begins with the declaration that everything except this approach to the Param Satya is all simply cheating.
I stoga Srimad Bhagavatam kaže da sve što, osim što je Param Satyam, je u stvari varanje.
Anything but pure devotional service to Krishna is simply a diversion for the conditioned soul.
Sve osim čistog predanog služenja je u stvari nepotrebno skretanje za živo biće.
Vyasadeva is in effect saying that up to now I've cheated you all in all everything I wrote.
Vyasadeva zapravo posredno kaže ja sam vas sve do sada prevario u svemu što sam napisao.
Everything I've presented as Veda, as knowledge, but it's not really knowledge, this is really knowledge.
Sve što sam napisao sam predstavio kao vedu ili znanje, ali ovo što sad pišem je pravo znanje.
So everything which goes on in the name of dharma, in the name of religion, is all cheating.
Sve što se dešava u ime religije je varanje.
Everything that goes on in the name of compassion, love, welfare work, charity, and so on and so on, it's all cheating.
Sve što se radi u ime samilosti, ljubavi i dobrotvornog rada je u stvari varanje.
Everything that goes on in the name of art, entertainment, science, intellectual development, it's all cheating.
Sve što ide u ime umjetnosti,
art, science, entertainment, intellectual development.
Intelektualnog rada, sve to prevara.
Everything goes on in the name of social welfare, nation building, humanitarianism. It's all cheating.
Sve što se dešava u ime socijalnog rada, nacionalne izgradnje, humanizma, sve to varanje.
Everything that goes on in the name of religion is also cheating.
Sve što se dešava u ime religije je također varanje.
If it is not clearly directed toward the supreme truth, personality of Godhead Krishna.
Ako nije jasno usmjereno prema svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi Krishna.
If it's not clearly understood that we are all eternal servants of Krishna and meant for his pleasure only, anything else but this is simply cheating.
Sve osim onog propovjedanja koje govori da smo mi vječni sluge Krišne i namijenjeni smo da ga služimo, sve osim toga je varanje.
This is certainly very difficult for most people to accept.
To je teško za većinu ljudi da prihvate.
But if seen from the platform of actual reality, it's a fact.
Ali ako se gleda sa nivoa apsolutne realnosti, to je činjenica.
Because we are attached to considering anything else, but because we're attached to considering all other things except pure devotional service to Krishna as being valuable and real, therefore we find difficulty to accept this.
Pošto smo mi vezani, mislimo da je realnost sve drugo osim predanog služenja, i onda nam je teško prihvatiti taj koncept.
This is why Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that if all the libraries, all the books in the world were to vanish and only Srimad Bhagavatam remained, there wouldn't be any great loss to the world.
Stoga je Bhaktivinoda tako rekao, kada bi svih knjižnica na svijetu nestale sve knjige osim Srimad Bhagavatama, ne bi bilo velikog gubitka.
And we could add to that and say maybe it would be a great benefit to the world.
Možemo dodati I reći da bi to možda bilo jako dobro.
Because there's so everything else that goes on in the name of knowledge is simply confusing everyone.
Jer sve ostalo što prolazi pod imenom znanje jednostavno zbunjuje ljude.
So, yes, this won't be very palatable or acceptable to most people.
I to neće biti ugodno za čuti većini ljudi.
But persons who are concerned about the, who are actually objective truth seekers, they will accept this.
Ali ljudi koji stvarno tragaju za istinom će to prihvatiti.
Such persons are Nirmatsaranam Satam.
Takvi ljudi su, se zovu Nirmatsaranam Satam.
Non-envious devotees.
Ne, bakte koji nisu zavidni.
And I'll talk about those words the next time I have an opportunity to do so. But I'm now I've just discussed about Kaitava dharma, cheating dharma.
O tome ću govoriti više sljedeći put kad budem u priliku, ali sad sam govorio samo o prevarantskoj religiji.
Now you may say, well, how can dharma be cheating?
Može se postaviti pitanje kako dharma može biti varanje.
The answer is it can't be.
Odgovor je ne može.
Actual dharma cannot be cheating because dharma means service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Prava dharma ne može biti varanje jer prava dharma znači služenje svevišnje božanske osobe.
But in this context it means that which is a semblance of dharma.
Ali u ovom kontekstu to znači ono što liči na dharmu.
Just like we say a false guru.
Kao što mi kažemo, na primjer, lažni guru.
If one is a guru, then he's not false.
Guru ne može biti lažan.
If he's false, he's not a guru.
Ako je lažan, onda nije guru.
If we say bogus guru, that means someone who's posing as a guru, but is not really a guru at all.
Ako kažemo bogus guru, to znači onaj koji se postavlja kao guru, ali u stvari nije guru.
So when we say cheating religion, it means it's not really religion. Well, it is, that's the problem. Religion as is understood in the world today is an elaborate system of cheating people. Karl Marx was right.
Isto tako je sa religijom. Ako kažemo, ne može postojati lažna religija, ali u stvari može, jer ono što se danas smatra religijom je u stvari kompleksan sistem varanja ljudi I Karl Marx je bio u pravu.
Karl Marx was right in saying that religion is the opiate of the people, but then he just offered another kind of opiate, that's all, thinking that he was giving the highest truth.
Karl Marx je rekao da je religija opium za narod, a bio je u pravu, međutim on je dao samo drugu vrstu opiuma.
So this is speaking from the absolute platform, which is the only actual platform.
To je bio, ovo je bio govor sa apsolutne platforme koja je jedina prava platforma.
On this, from the relative platform, we can say that, well, of course it's a contestable claim, but on the whole, Christianity is better than communism.
Na nivou relativne, na relativnom nivou možemo reći da je kršćanstvo bolje od komunizma.
If we examine objectively, historically, that might be questionable.
Ako objektivno to proučimo, to možemo dovesti pod pitanje tu izjavu.
Probably a lot more people have been killed in the name of Christianity than they have in the name of communism.
Vjerovatno je puno više ljudi ubijeno u ime kršćanstva nego u ime komunizma.
But from the absolute, bringing in the absolute platform again, we can see that for persons who are raised in a Christian atmosphere are better, in general, better prospects. The culture is better for taking to Krishna consciousness than those who are staunchly communist. In general, we can say that.
Uopćeno možemo reći da ljudi koji su odrasli u kršćanskim obiteljima imaju, mogu imati bolje razumijevanje Boga nego ljudi koji su odrasli u komunističkim obiteljima.
And even we can see that in general persons from a Roman Catholic based culture are in general better candidates for taking to Krishna consciousness than those from a Protestant culture.
Možemo vidjeti da su ljudi koji su odrasli u katoličkim obiteljima, rimokatoličkim obiteljima, bolji kandidati za svjesnost Krišna nego oni koji su odrasli u protestantskim obiteljima.
So we can say that one is relatively better than the other.
Možemo reći da je jedno relativno bolje od drugoga.
And we can say that well, to be an average Christian is better than being an average, for instance, Nazi.
Možemo reći da je bolje biti generalno govoreći obični kršćani nego obični nacista.
Or an average Hell's Angel, something like that.
Ili prosječni Hell's Angels.
And we can say that it's better to be, in general, it's better to be a law-abiding citizen than a criminal.
Generalno možemo reći da je bolje biti građanin koji poštuje zakone nego kriminalac.
It's better not to be a drug addict than to be a drug addict.
Bolje ne biti pod utjecajem droga ili ovisnik o drogama nego biti ovisnik o drogama.
So all these statements are true.
Sve te izjave su istinite.
But nevertheless, unless for, even if one is a good citizen and a good Catholic and if one doesn't come to the point of Krishna consciousness, then all their endeavors don't bring them to the actual point.
Ali čak i ako je neko dobar katolik i dobar građanin, ako ne postane svjestan Krišne, onda nije shvatio pravu poantu.
If they maintain the concept that, well, religion is something to help me enjoy eternally.
Ako misle da je koncept religije nešto što će mi pomoći da uživam vječno.
And they have no understanding of how we are meant for the service of Krishna or who is Krishna.
I ne razumiju kako smo mi namijenjeni za služenje Krišne ili ne razumiju uopće ko je Krišna.
Then they maintain the envious and envious and enjoying mentality.
Onda takva osoba nastavlja razvijati zavidni i uživalački mentalitet.
And even persons who are advertised as great saints and welfare workers, if we examine from the Bhagavata platform, we'll find that they are not free of the envious and enjoying mentality.
Čak i osobe koje se predstavljaju kao veliki sveci i dobrotvori, ako pogledamo sa nivoa Šrimad Bhagavatama, vidjet ćemo da su i dalje zavidni i imaju uživalački mentalitet.
So this is all highly revolutionary and controversial topics, these are.
Ovo su sve revolucionarne i kontroverzne teme.
Because what's being said is that everything in this world is useless unless one takes to pure devotional service.
Jel rečeno je da, u ovom je stvari rečeno da je sve u ovom svijetu beskorisno ukoliko osoba ne postane svjesna Krišne.
Prabhupada, when he was in Hamburg in about 1969, I think it was, he had a long conversation with a German Sanskrit professor. They were speaking together in Sanskrit.
Šla Prabhupada je imao dugačak razgovor sa profesorom sanskrita u Njemačkoj, u Hamburgu.
And Prabhupada's disciple, Shivananda, was present and he didn't understand Sanskrit.
Učenik Šrila Prabhupada koji se zvao Shivananda je bio prisutan i on nije znao sanskrit.
So obviously this German professor had knowledge of Vedic dharma and to some extent to be able to converse with Prabhupada about.
Taj profesor imao nekog znanja o vedskoj dharmi i mogao razgovarati sa Šrila Prabhupadom.
So Shivananda Prabhu related that and after a long discussion, the professor said in English, "So what you are saying is that everything I've learned is useless." And Prabhupada said, "Yes," in English.
Nakon dugog razgovora na sanskritu, profesor je rekao na engleskom, "Dakle, ti tvrdiš da sve što ja znam je beskorisno."
So it's a hard, it's a bitter pill to swallow for those who are accustomed to cheating. To cheating others and being cheated by others.
I Šrila Prabhupada mu je odgovorio da sve je beskorisno i to je gorka pilula za progutati za one koji u stvari varaju tako ljude.
And it might sound like dogmatism.
I može zvučati dogmatski.
Just like Jesus is the only way.
Kao izjava Isus je jedini put.
Not only is Jesus the only way, but our church is the only way.
Ne samo Isus, nego naša crkva je jedini put.
Unless you belong to the United Reformed Methodist Lutheran Baptist smorgasbord, no, it's not smorgasbord, our fanatical church of Christ, then you're doomed to burn in hell forever.
Ako ne pripadaš
with everyone else in the world except our 73 members. Because this is the way.
Ako ne pripadaš toj crkvi, ujedinjenoj crkvi,
Anyway, you can make up your own adjectives. This is all from Protestantism. I don't even know. It's probably impossible. I don't know if you can even blend Methodist and Lutheran. I'm not that much into the schisms. I don't know that much about schismatic Protestantism.
Ako ne pripadaš znači našoj kršćanskoj crkvi fanatičnoj koja ima 73 člana, onda si osuđen da ideš u pakao. To može zvučati dogmatski, isto kao i ta izjava.
So it may appear to be dogmatic, but Bhagavatam is presented non-dogmatically.
Ali Bhagavat se prezentira nedogmatski.
If we examine the description of this supreme truth, who can deny that there is any truth higher than this?
Ako pročitamo to, možemo pitati ko može tvrditi da ima istinu višu od ovoga.
Just like Srila Prabhupada would often say when people said to him that they no one can know God. Sometimes people would say this to Srila Prabhupada.
Ponekad bi ljudi rekli Srila Prabhupada niko ne može poznavati Boga.
Prabhupada said, well, I know. Krishna is God.
Krishna je Bog.
He said, well, then they'd say, well, how can you say that?
Ljudi bi rekli, kako možeš to reći?
Prabhupada would say, here is Krishna. We are describing Krishna. If you can present anyone who has the qualities of God more than Krishna, then we'll accept. But if you can't, then you should accept.
Prabhupada je rekao, ako možete vi predstaviti nekoga koji ima bolje odlike od Krishna, onda ćemo mi prihvatiti. Ali ako ne možete predstaviti nikog takvog, onda trebate vi prihvatiti naše.
So it is not some dogmatic, fanatical banging on the table, Krishna is God, you have to accept it. But no, you study, you use your intelligence.
Znači to nije nekako dogmatsko lupanje šakom o stolu, Krishna je Bog, nego osoba treba proučiti to.
If we accept that there is the supreme being,
ako prihvaćamo da postoji vrhovno biće,
then certainly he must have these qualities.
Onda sigurno mora imati ove odlike.
Janmadiya sayaton vayaditra tas chartes vabignaswarat, all these qualities which are described in the first verse of Bhagavatam and many qualities which are to be described in the rest of Bhagavatam, they must certainly be present in the supreme truth. Otherwise he's not the supreme truth at all.
Ako ta vrhovna istina mora posjedovati odlike koje su objašnjene u prvom stihu Bhagavatama i kasnije još mnoge druge odlike. Ako ne posjeduje te odlike, onda nije apsolutna istina.
And actual religion means to know that supreme truth and act in relationship with him.
I prava religija znači poznavati tu vrhovnu istinu i djelovati u skladu s tim.
And anything but else but that is not actually for the benefit of the jiva.
I sve ostalo osim toga nije za krajnju dobrobit žive.
Therefore it is completely rejected from Bhagavatam.
Iz toga se u potpunosti izbacuje iz Šrimad Bhagavatam.
And I'll finish there. Looks like it's time for prasadam.
I tu ću stati, izgleda je vrijeme za prasadam.
The heads are going down. So to get them up again, we need the word prasadam.
Glave se spuštaju prema dolje i da bi se ponovo digla potrebna je riječ prasadam.
It's a good way, if you want to wake devotees up in the morning, you don't have to shout, just say prasadam, and they'll wake up.
Ako želite probuditi bakte ujutro, ne morate vikat, nego samo možete reći prasadam i probudit će se.
It's the guaranteed way to This is bhakti yoga, linking people with the absolute truth.
To je bhakti yoga, povezivanje ljudi sa apsolutnom istinom.
It's called Anna Brahma. It's described in Shastra. Anna Brahma, the supreme truth in the form of food.
To se zove Anna Brahma, vrhovna istina u formi hrane.
Right. Okay, everyone agrees? All right. Jai, Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Oh, there's a question. There is a question. Someone's interested. Okay. Jai, thank you very much.
If you can explain a little bit about
these are all big topics. Little bit, I'm only describing little bit about everything.
Once you came in Krishna consciousness and practicing with all conditional nature, we heard from Srila Prabhupada that it's really possible in one life to finish. But there is a statement also I heard, I don't know, because you write in the book about Bhaktisiddhanta.
Yeah, I gave a statement. I gave a statement that was supposed to have been said by Bhaktisiddhanta, but I never found any. It's such a, that it takes three lives.
Yeah, to finish.
But it would be such a, what would we say, important statement, I can't find exactly the word, that I tried, I researched it, but I couldn't find any such statement, so I didn't include it in my book. There's no record. I don't know. Jyoti Shekhar Prabhu told me this, but I can't find. With such a statement, you don't want to put it in the book unless you unless it's a heavy theological statement. But I didn't find anything to back it up, so I didn't put it in the book. That's one reason why the book's not out after 23 years, because there's a lot of work.
Znači, pitanje je bilo u vezi izjave Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati da je potrebno tri života da se dostigne apsolutna istina. Jedan život Sikaništa Adhikari, drugi život Madhyama i treći život Tutam Adhikari. Bhaktivikar Swami odgovorio da on je čuo za tu izjavu, ali nigdje ne postoji, nigdje nije našao da je zapisan, nigdje nije našao potvrdu te izjave da je to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati stvarno rekao.
Well, I didn't say that thing. One life you're Kanishtha Adhikari, next life Madhyama Adhikari, next life Uttama Adhikari. It seems like it's someone's added some more speculation to the speculation.
Ja nisam to rekao, izgleda neko dodao još.
This is.
He said that in question.
Is it? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, you heard it like that. Yeah.
One life you're
this is how.
If you're practicing like completely devotional service, you cannot complete. If you're Kanishtha, you cannot.
In the next life, you're a Madhyamadhikari.
Like yeah.
All right.
We heard.
Well,
also,
yeah.
We heard also that if you chant, probably stated. If you chant Nama Dasa, if you chant like a purely for then you in one life you can get. Liberation. I mean, you can go
Krishna praying. Yeah.
If you chant with Nama Basa, then you need two lifetimes. If you chant with Nama Aparada, then you need three lifetimes. Today morning we heard that in the class. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Well, I'm not aware of him saying. He might have said it. This is. This is how cheating religion develops. Someone says something, someone says, changes it a little bit, adds a little bit, throws a little spice into the kitchery.
Tako dolazi do prevarantske religije. Svako malo nešto promijeni, malo doda začina u kitri.
But we can understand that even if such statements are there, they can only be indicative at best. I'm not aware of such statements, but they're only indicative.
Indicative?
They give an indication. They're general statements. Yeah, generalization. Because we have heard from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that Bahu Janma Kare Jodi Shravan Kirtan Tobutana Pai Krishna Pade Prendan. If you make offenses, it's for three lifetimes. No way. You can go many lifetimes and you still won't get Krishna Prem. So that sounds, throw that one in the bin right away. That's speculation.
Znači tu izjavu na temelju ove izjave Četanja Čaritamrita odmah možemo odbaciti.
And in one life you're Kanishtarika, in next life Madhyamika. No, it depends on your level of intensity and your endeavor. You can progress from Kanishta to Uttam in this life, or it may take many lifetimes. Otherwise, it's not just some kind of mechanical. It's like this idea, you know, you chant 1,000 times Radha Sahasranam or something, and then you get Radha Prem. Like it's some kind of mechanical process, but it's not.
Ne, to ne može biti mehanički proces, ovisi ako neko, koliko je ozbiljan i koliko je uporan, može mu trebati više od 3 života da dođe sa Kanište na Utama nivo. Isto tako je bila neka izjava da ako se pročita neka 1000, šta je bilo?
Rada
Sahasana.
Well, I'm just saying, but this is actually, even in the realm of bhakti, there's an admixture there of cheating religion, because it's for people who haven't accepted those who haven't understood the nature of bhakti, then they'll be attracted by such things, that you go to Vrindavan and you just live there, and then you'll just get shuddha bhakti just by going there. But we see there are so many cheaters and murderers and all kinds of people living in Vrindavan. They're not exhibiting any of the symptoms of shuddha bhakti. So,
može postati
može
postati varanje i unutar samog procesa bhakti joge. Na primjer, isto postoje izjave da ako se samo ode u Vrindavan, ako se samo boravi tamo, da ćemo dobiti shuddha bhakti. Ali može vidjeti da tamo postoje i mnogo različitih ljudi, ubojice i tako dalje.
So the acharyas have clarified all such statements by saying that you can't actually enter Vrindavan at all unless you become purified of material desires.
Acharya su pojasnili tu izjavu na taj način da se ne može uopće ući u Vrindavan ako osoba nije potpunosti čista.
So along with hearing Bhagavatam, we have to hear Bhagavatam from pure devotees who know the purport.
Moramo slušati Bhagavatam od čistih bhakta koji znaju smisao.
Otherwise we'll get, you know, if we hear Bhagavatam described by people who are not Bhagavatas, who don't have the current of pure devotion, then it'll come out in a different way.
Ako slušamo Bhagavatam od osoba koje nisu Bhagavate, onda će on biti izrecitiran na drugačiji način.
Bhaktya Bhagavata Grahya, that is. What is that? Aham vedmi shuko veti vyasa veti na veti vam. Bhaktya bhagavat grahya na medhaya na tikaya. That I know, Lord Shiva says, Shukadev Goswami knows, and maybe Vyasa knows, and maybe he doesn't. What is the purport of Bhagavatam?
Who is the first?
Lord Shiva.
Shiva zna smisao bhakti yoga ili Bhagavatama. Vyasadeva možda zna, možda ne zna.
And Shuka
isto zna.
Bhagavatam is understandable through bhakti.
Bhagavatam se može shvatiti jedino kroz bhakti.
Not through intelligence, nor merely by studying the commentaries.
A ne kroz inteligenciju ili jednostavno studiranje samo kroz studiranje komentara.
Now this is interesting because the original version of this verse is a little different. Oh, now we're going off on another tangent. It was an interesting one. The original version of the verse is Aham vedmi shuko veti vyasa veti na veti va shridharam sakalam veti shri nrsingha prasadana. The original version is that I know, Shukadev knows, maybe Vyasadev knows, Shridhar he certainly knows, the commentator on Bhagavatam. He knows everything by the mercy of Nrsimhadeva, who's his Ishtadeva, his worshipable deity, worshipable Lord.
Ja znam, Shukadev zna, Vyasadeva možda zna, možda ne zna, a Shridhar, koji je komentator Srimad Bhagavatama, sigurno zna kroz svoje Ishtadeva, božanstvo.
So this was pronounced by Lord Shiva in Varanasi. I believe when the veracity of Sridhar Swami's commentary, I believe on Bhagavad Gita was questioned, and they brought the pundits couldn't work it out, so they brought it to Lord Shiva, and exactly how he gave this pronunciation I don't know, but that's the conclusion.
To je kad su panditi razgovarali o komentaru Sridhar Swami na Bhagavad Gitu, i onda su prišli Shivi i on izgovorio taj stih.
The point is that the Bhagavat, the Shastra has to be understood through the Acharyas.
Poanta je da se Bhagavatam treba shvatiti kroz Acharya.
Who give their understanding in the by writing. They put it in, but even that can be misconstrued. So therefore we have to hear from Acharyas.
Acharya su zapisali svoje komentare, ali čak se oni mogu krivo shvatiti. Znači trebamo slušati od Acharya.
All right, so we'll finish. Yeah, and then the question comes, how come Vyasadeva doesn't know? That's the next question. It's a common question after that, citing that. Yeah.
I have just a short one. Yeah. So like you said, that only Shuddha Bhakti can really fulfill the jiva, soul. So the residents of Vaikuntha, because we often hear that the residents of Vaikuntha, they don't have such a...
The residents of Vaikuntha, they have pure bhakti, but it's not as developed as that of Golok Vrindavan. That is on the platform of rasa vichar, of understanding rasa, but we can't say there's any impure desire in their heart.
To je na nivou rase, ali ne možemo reći da postoji ikakva nečistoća u
It's just that their bhakti is not it's not manifest on that. It's very difficult to use the words of this world to describe that, because there's the tendency to think that it's something. When we say it's not as on the same level, but as the residents of Goloka, but still it's not that there's any imperfection in it.
Njihova bhakti yoga nije na istom nivou kao stanovnika Goloke, ali ne možemo reći da u njoj ima bilo kakvih nesavršenosti.
But from the perspective of the residents of Vrindavan, Vaikuntha is, you know, just some no interest in it whatsoever. Or very little.
Sa aspekta stanovnika Vrindavana, oni nemaju apsolutno nikakav interes za Vaikuntha.
Which is inconceivable. Raghunath Das, he warns of getting thrown down to Vaikuntha. Raghunath Das
su prijetili da će ga baciti na Vaikuntha.
So anyway, we're in the world of Kunta. We're in this little pea pod or mustard seed floating around somewhere in the garbage can.
Mi se nalazimo na ovom zrnu gorušice koje se zove Kunta i koje pluta u nekoj kanti za smeće.
So it's better not to try to understand with our limited intelligence that which is unlimited.
Stoga bolje ne
pokušati. Don't try to bring the measuring rod there.
Stoga bolje ne pokušavati shvaćati sa ograničenom inteligencijom te stvari ili pokušavati ih izmjeriti.
It's just connected to this.
Yeah, yeah.
We once asked Gopi Parananda Prabhu a similar question. And if you can just give a small comment on his answer.
Yeah.
His answer was, when Narayan Krishna, when he produces jivas unlimited, he's making according to his rasa, so that those jivas in Vaikuntha, Narayan, he likes their rasa. So they make to satisfy Krishna in that moment. It's very interesting actually. So their perfection and Krishna love.
Yeah, he's the supreme enjoyer. He enjoys in many forms.
There is even possibility to advance more from Vaikuntha to Goloka.
There is. It's unusual, but it's not impossible.
Discussion. I didn't manage to translate everything.
All right.
No need for translation. Prasad.
Without getting mercy, we can't understand. You can translate if you want, huh?
First, we have short kirtan.
Okay, have a short kirtan. Although we've been having kirtan, there's also kirtan.
There's
also kirtan. Yeah.
Can I have one more question?
What's the general consensus? Okay, ask. We won't. We'll bypass Vox Populi.
I just wanted to ask you to, that you can clarify me. That you were talking.
I can clarify to you. To you maybe.
You were talking at the beginning of the lecture.
Clarify you means I'd make you your whole body clear, see through. See through. Yeah. Anyway, don't mind. You speak much better English than I speak Croatian. That's for sure.
Maybe I can speak on Croatian.
So yeah, maybe a good idea.
Ja sam, ako može objasniti Maharaj, dosta puti se, na početku lekcije govorio kako nam je jako važno da idemo na sveta mjesta da bismo duhovno napredovali, a u svetim spisima je rečeno isto tako da kada da čisti bakte nose sveta mjesta i dosta bakte govori kao neki, neki čisti bakte je tu bio, sad je to sveto mjesto, ako možem samo to malo objasniti.
You said in the beginning of the lecture that we should go to holy places. But it is also said that when pure devotee comes somewhere, that place also becomes holy place.
Mm.
Can you explain that little bit?
Well, that's stated in Bhagavatam. What's that verse? Tirtha Bhuta, Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthan Tirthani. The pure devotees, they make the tirthas into tirthas. Yeah, because otherwise the atmosphere is materialistic. I mean, there's so many materialistic people going there. And even though it's a place of the Supreme Lord, their attitude is so materialistic that it becomes materialistic.
Čisti bhakte pročišćavaju sveta mjesta, u suprotnom, toliko materialista dolazi tamo da bi sve postalo zagađeno.
And we find that in many holy places, of many in many religious traditions, that many people are turned off by the materialistic atmosphere.
Na mnogim svetim mjestima, u mnogim religijama ljudi mogu biti odbijeni materialističkom atmosferom na svetom mjestu.
There's so many people selling, you know, icons and stickers and, you know, and so many peddlers that people get turned. You can go and look at all the things, but there's no one to give you a spiritual experience.
Na tim svetim mjestima postoje toliko onih koji prodaju naljepnice i razne ikone i na tom svetom mjestu ne možete naći nikog ko će vam objasniti to sa spiritualnog aspekta.
So when the pure devotees come, they restore the spiritual atmosphere for those who are interested to take advantage of it.
Kad čisti bhakte dođu, oni ponovo povrate tu duhovnu atmosferu za one koji su zainteresirani to čuti.
Even Vrindavan and Mayapur, I mean, before Prabhupada established ISKCON, I mean, it's a lot of difference.
Čak i Mayapur i Vrindavan, prije nego što je Šila Prabhupada tamo utemeljio ISKCONove centre, bilo je puno drugačije.
Mayapur, every Gaur Purnima, there were just, how many mats were there? There was the Chaitanya Mat, Jogapita and Srivasangan, that's like one. And then there was Madhav Maharaj's Mat and Goswami Maharaj's Mat, and I'm not sure if that Bharti Maharaj's Mat was established at that time or not. Anyway, there were three or four mats, and every Gaur Purnima, each of them, you know, 200-300 widows would come from Calcutta and they'd have a little parikrama, and that was it, and it was dead. No one was joining. Now the whole road all the way up from the cart up to Jogpit, it's all full of mats. And so people have joined. It's all an overspill from Prabhupada's preaching.
Prosada je cesta puna različitih matova i to je sve rezultat Šila Prabhupadinog propovjedanja.
And in, well, that was noted in a book by one mundane scholar that after the arrival of ISKCON in Vrindavan, it's had its influence in as much as among the residents of Vrindavan, there's more social status if you have more bhakti nowadays. Like having bhakti is considered something important, which previously it wasn't. Hare Krishna.